Ogolo Ogo Media, Jamie here.
Hey, this is Russ from Google.
Oh, hey, how are you, man?
This is Jamie?
Yeah, this is Jamie.
Hey, just got to let you know my calls are recorded for quality and for security purposes. Just verify the email address one more time for me, please.
Yes, it's jamienix@gmail.com.
Perfect. Thank you.
So,
how are you doing now?
I'm doing good. I was just calling about our Google account for our search rankings and everything. And I know we were just having a conversation, and I just wanted you to call me back so I could record this call as you are. We were just discussing about that SEO stuff. That is a total scam, is it not? Search engine optimization, having these guys pay you to come in and try to. You know, no one's going to put you at the top of Google but Google, that's correct?
That is correct. Let me try to dive a little deeper than that. So you do have third-party companies that can be beneficial with helping you as far as getting things done for you in a timely fashion where things you may not be able to do on your own because you're too busy. Mm-hmm. So you outsource it to another party to help you. But when they give you guarantees that we can get you to the top of the page, that's false. We can make sure that you can beat out your competitors in your area. That's false. We can make sure that any bad reviews you have on your page, we can get those removed. That's false. We can make sure you get positive reviews. That's false. Any promises when it comes to ranking high on the page search results, nobody can guarantee that. I cannot guarantee that. I work for Google, and I can't guarantee you anything as far as showing up on an organic search. Because it's based on mathematical equations, it's based on our algorithm, it's based on a system that pretty much is set up where people cannot cheat.
And it's really based on true organic authenticity, correct?
It is.
And now just another thing, all of these things that are going to improve your Google search, any business owner can honestly do on their own through their own Google page. And through just literally engaging with Google, through getting Google reviews, making sure they're on Google Maps, and ensuring that those reviews and whatnot and posts are positive in nature, correct?
That is correct. You know, and even though if you have a negative review, it doesn't mean that it's not going to keep you from showing up.
That's correct.
It doesn't work that way. The way the system is geared and the way it's designed is for the person that's searching online. It's for the person that they have the best possible experience. There's a reason when you and I search on Google for a certain product, we always find what we're looking for. We never have to dive 7 pages back to look for what we're finding. It always shows the most relevant content at the top of the page. It's based on relevant content. It's based on prominence. And it's also based on distance. I'm in Michigan. It's not going to show me things that's in Tennessee because it's irrelevant to where I'm looking for. And it's not close.
Yeah, it's all geo-targeted. So, based on your location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Location, prominence, relevance, and things of that matter. Yes, sir. You'll get companies that call you, make these outrageous claims they cannot promise. also to speak to one other thing, any business owner can manage their online presence with the same success as any SEO company.
Yeah.
And they have every tool at their disposal. There's a website called support.google.com that has every product that we own and that we give out to our customers, and it gives you all the information on how to use those products successfully. You can always call us. You're talking to a person that works at Google right now. We're not, some man behind a curtain and not the great Oz. We're real. You can speak with us.
And yeah.
We can help you optimize your account for free.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I wanted to place this call, because a lot of our clients and customers are telling us, on a daily basis that they're getting these phone calls. And I like to call them, snake oil salespeople that are really stealing money from the clients. And I just don't think it's truly beneficial in any way, shape, or form, nor is it ethical. And that's not how I think anybody should conduct business.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of that. I mean, product, you have those people that's, deceitful in nature, and they're trying to do things that's unethical. You know, you have people that will own a business space for your business, and they'll try to sell it back to you. They'll charge you a fee to do something you can do for yourself for free. Yeah. They make it sound like it's a charge and they're doing you a favor, but it's not the case. It's all false.
Well, I get a kick out of some of these even web designers that go and buy domain names and put the domain name in their name and not the actual business owner's name. Then when the business owner wants to, you know, get a new website designed, that old developer kind of has them handcuffed and doesn't really allow them to change companies or anything. And it's horrible to see what a lot of these guys do. And it seems to be getting worse and worse as the market becomes more competitive and oversaturated with all these SEO companies and, you know, fly-by-night web designing companies.
Exactly. You're 100% correct. We see a lot more over the years. I know I have where it picked up. And it's just a way to take advantage of people. You have small business owners. I mean, Google created Google My Business for the small business owner who can't throw thousands and thousands of dollars at paid advertisement or afford that. This is a free product, you know?
Yeah.
You don't even have to pay anybody to get this. This is a free product that we provide. Google My Business is free. Anybody can sign up for it. You just got to follow the policies and guidelines we have in place. But you can have that and have a presence online and compete with all the competitors in your area.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I tell you, just having this conversation is, you know, not only I've known this firsthand for a long time, but, you know, you get these really sharp salespeople on the phone, and it just really is good to actually get the information firsthand from a Google representative that works in the My Business department. So, you know, I think it's a testimony all on its own. So I really appreciate your time. And your name again was?
My first name is Rhett, Rhett.
Yeah.
I work in the Google My Business department here in Michigan.
Okay, cool. Well, you know what? It was really great. As always, you know, I love Google, and we obviously, you know, we have a pretty good relationship with you guys. So I really appreciate your time and everything like that. So, this will conclude our interview with Google, and have a nice day, everybody.